When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Best. This is the best of the best show, the new version of the best show. And for people who don't know, the best show takes place each and every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. till midnight over at thebestshow.net. And if you are new to the program, these are little bite-sized greatest hits samples of what we do every week. So check this out. And if you want more, you can listen to the full 3-hour extravaganza and check it out. And if you want to support the best show, the way to do that is to download the episodes and to give us reviews on iTunes and to tell people that the show is back and that you like it. So please check out this new episode of Best Show Best. All right, let's go back to the phones. Best Show, you're on the air.
Not a fan of the French talking, neither.
What's that?
Not a fan of the French talking.
The French talking.
Yeah, and that's coming from a place of love.
Oh, okay. You mean just you talking about people speaking French?
Yeah. You know what I was doing, right?
What's that?
It came from a place of love.
What? Oh, I think I know what that is.
Who?
Are you making a Project Greenlight reference?
Guilty, yes. It was Effie.
Yeah, because she says all sorts of things, but then qualifies it with, that comes from a place of love.
And then you can tell that she's just so livid.
But she says it comes from a place of love.
It does.
Which means you can't react negatively to it.
Absolutely. Or if you do, then she'll talk over you, right?
Yeah, it's a cast where everybody is it's like they're racing to the bottom on that show, right?
I'll tell you though, what a score they had getting Shepard from Fox News on there.
Wait, what? Who?
He's one of the producers.
Who is? Shep Smith?
Yes.
From Fox News?
Yeah.
He's not on that.
Sure it is. He's one of the I'm looking at it right now.
No, I know. I think I know who you're referring to. One of the guys looks vaguely like Shep Smith from Fox News, but it's not him.
He's the guy that I love to watch him laugh. That guy.
Oh yeah, well,
it's sincere laughter.
Oh, it seems so. It doesn't seem like phony show business at all when that guy's laughing. No, it seems so honest and from the heart, that laughter.
I would think he's from Philly if I didn't know no better.
Because of the laughter?
It's honest laughter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It is honest laughter. Hey, caller, is this who I think it is?
Guess.
It's Philly Boy Roy.
How'd you know?
Well,
I on video chat?
You're not on video chat, Roy. It's not hard to recognize you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not.
Okay. Hang on. I don't know where it is. I don't know. Maybe it's in the fridge. Look in there.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, Frank.
Frank. Who is Frank?
Oh, my new bro, Frank. I'm not sorry. I mean Pope Francis. Why?
Wait. You're with the Pope?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And where are you?
Vatican.
What's that?
Vatican.
You're at the Vatican right
now. Yeah.
You're in the Vatican.
Oh, yeah.
With
yeah.
the Pope.
We're listening to the show.
You and the Pope are listening to the show right now?
Oh, yeah. I turned him on to it. He's way into it. I mean, he'd already heard of it, but he only heard some of the clips. He didn't really know what it was totally about.
So the Pope had already heard of the best show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I, think you heard about it on that podcast. What's it called? It's the one Obama was on.
Oh, WTF with Mark Maron.
No, the other one. Hame Slides.
Hame Slides.
Yeah.
Wait, the Pope. I there's two things I can't believe now that the Pope has heard of the Hame Slides podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also no way that Obama was on that podcast.
Sure he was. I did my research. Now you do yours.
Okay, I don't know what to say to that.
Well,
but,
yeah. The Pope's into all kinds of podcasts.
Really?
Oh, yeah. See, like just today we was listening to the Kerry King interview on Talk is Jericho.
You were listening to the Kerry King from Slayer?
Yeah. Neither of us knew that Kerry tracks the bass on like 80% of them Slayer records. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, Tom, don't do it.
Uh-huh.
We didn't know that.
I can't say I knew that either.
Okay.
But, Roy, I got to say, this is all kind of like beside the point. What on earth are you doing in the Vatican with the Pope?
Are you strapped in?
Sure.
You got your helmet on?
Yeah, figuratively I do.
Is the visor up or down? Because it needs to be down.
Okay, I'll put it down. It's down now.
Is it tinted?
It is tinted. It's like that Lou Reed album cover. Blue Mask.
Oh, Legendary Hearts.
No, Legendary Hearts. Blue Mask is just him in blue silhouette.
Yeah, like a mime. No, yeah. He was in the Warriors. He was in the Steinberger Furies.
Lou Reed was?
Yeah, it was a gang that wore blue face, and they wielded Steinberger basses and guitars like weapons.
Really? Was that like a product placement kind of thing? Did Steinberger?
Was.
Yeah.
It was.
Uh-huh. So, again, we're getting away from the subject here.
Well, now that I know you're safely ensconced.
Yeah.
And your visor's down.
Mm-hmm.
It's my pleasure to tell you.
Yeah.
I'm in the inner circle.
You're in the Pope's inner circle?
Yes.
Okay. I have to hear how this has happened.
Okay. Well, here's how it all rolled out, my son.
Uh-huh.
He's rubbing off on me.
Yeah, you're calling people my son.
So, okay, it's early Saturday morning. I'm driving back to Roxborough after a night down South Philly playing cards with my bros Mongoose, Fletch, Stinky, and Rajneesh.
Mm-hmm.
And my dune buggy gets a flat.
Okay.
Rhoda's already madder than a Yeti crab at a Fiat dealership because I didn't come home already.
Mm-hmm.
And now this thing is going to make me even later. And I'm thinking it's going to require way more than just an Entenmann sheet cake to smooth this over, right?
Because you're already late.
Already late, yeah. So I'm on my hands and knees checking out my tire. Oh, man, it's flat. And I realize I broke my tire iron the day before doing a beat and flea.
Doing a what?
A beat and flea.
A beat and flea. I don't know what that is.
Well, we don't need to get into that, okay? Uh-huh. The Pope's in the other room.
A beat and flee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's just say you beat someone and then you run off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's pretty simple, actually.
Yeah. Oh, I guess I did spill the beans.
Yeah.
Don't tell him.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway, there I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cursing all that's holy because my tire's just flat. And I hear this voice behind me saying, "What is the problem, my son?"
Mm-hmm.
And I look up, and it's His Holy Pants, Pope Francis.
Oh, my God. Really?
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
And he was flanked by his security squad.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're called the Vatican Commandos.
I don't think they're called the Vatican Commandos, Roy.
Okay. Well, anyway, we start talking,
uh-huh.
And here's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
The Pope speaks perfect English, no accent.
Really?
Yeah. He does this super slow speaking thing, so when working class drones and cubicle zeros are talking to him, he can pretend he don't understand him and then just move along to the next person.
Uh-huh.
It's just one of the many useful things in the Holy Papal Book of Useful Holy Papal Tips.
Okay.
Yeah, it was written in 1692.
To fake that you've got... Well, it's weird that he would... Okay. It's weird that that would be in the book from the late 1600s, but...
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, look, so anyway, the Pope and I are talking about my dune buggy, which he loved. He was fascinated by it. He liked how colorful it is. All the colors of all the local sports teams are represented on it.
Uh-huh.
Including the Philadelphia Fog.
What? The Philadelphia Fog? What is that? Is that a soccer team?
No, it's the local professional cigarette-smoking team. Why?
It's a what? What league?
Professional cigarette smoking.
I didn't know that that was a sport.
Oh, yeah. It's fun.
Okay.
Yeah. I tried out, but they said I was too good.
You're too good at smoking cigarettes.
Smoking cigarettes. Yeah. So, look, anyway, he asked if he can go for a ride in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I was all, your gallantry? I'd love to cruise them Schuylkill with you. But this tire's as flat as David Lee Roth singing on this new Live Halen album.
Okay.
So he signals to one of his henchmen.
Uh-huh.
And before you know it, there's a C-triple-A truck there to change my tire.
C-triple-A. What is C-triple-A?
Catholic triple-A.
Okay. I did not know that was a thing. Catholic triple-A.
Oh, yeah. All the religions got their own triple-A, except for the Amish.
Okay.
Yeah, theirs is called the Buggy Brigade.
Uh-huh. The Buggy Brigade.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
You didn't know that?
I had no idea. I did not know that.
Well, Tom, I'm a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I teach you like I taught Pope Francis.
Uh-huh. How did you teach the Pope?
Well, I go, look, my man, you think you're seeing the real Philly deal, but you're seeing Philly light.
And you just talk to the Pope that way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because I find that famous people put their guard down when you treat them like street trash.
When you treat them like street trash.
Oh,
they
yeah,
do?
Yeah.
They...
yeah. Like the time I met Bruce Willis when he was in town doing Unbreakable with M. Night Shyamalan.
Uh-huh.
I pulled the Rickles move on him.
The Rickles move.
Yeah.
What is the Rickles move?
I can't breathe.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I got some popcorn in there. I go up to Bruce Willis, and he's surrounded by all these fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when it's my turn to say something to him, I just look at him, and he goes, do you want me to sign something for you?
Yeah.
And I act like he's interrupting this conversation I got going with the girl next to me. And I go, not now, Hudson. Can't you see I'm talking to someone?
So you call Bruce Willis Hudson?
Yeah.
As in, like, Hudson Hawk?
Yeah.
It's like, so you're making a reference to, like, a bomb of his.
A total bomb, yeah. And he was stunned.
Yeah.
And then I start busting on him about grosses of his movies, like The Kid, Striking Distance, Mercury Rising, Death Becomes Her, Mortal Thoughts, and The Color of Night.
Uh-huh. And how did he take all of your busting?
Well, at first he was very livid. But soon he had a respect for me. And I'll tell you what he did. You ready?
Yeah.
He invited me up to his hotel room where he ran his own personal print of Hardly Working.
Hardly Working, that's a Jerry Lewis movie.
Oh, yeah. He must have run the donut scene 12 times.
That's the scene in the movie where he, like, sees a donut in a box. Is that what it was? There's, like, a box of donuts?
It's a whole box of donuts on the desk of... He's starting his first day with the post office.
Yeah.
And the guy, you know, his higher-up is behind the desk, and it's, like, 2 minutes before. It's, like, a minute before the bell's going to ring at 8 in the morning and the day starts.
Mm-hmm.
And this box is just taunting him.
Yeah.
Oh,
and we should say that this is Jerry Lewis's, like, last of those movies where he played, like, the idiot.
Yeah, it's like 1981, and he's got to be 60.
Yeah, but he's acting like he's 15 at best.
Yeah, and so Barnaby, that's his name, he's running his finger around the box, the perimeter of the box.
Uh-huh.
And his mouth's watering.
Yeah.
And the guy looks behind his newspaper a couple times and sees him real disapproving-like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Barnaby's still running his finger around. He's drooling over these donuts because he can't have one.
Uh-huh.
And then the boss goes, "Do you want a donut?" And Barnaby goes, "Where are they?"
What's he say?
"Where are they?"
"Where are they?"
Yes.
After he was just lovingly caressing
each donut. He thumped a couple of them.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Bruce, he laughed so hard when he saw that for the 13th time.
Uh-huh. Wow. That's pretty, that's pretty surprising.
Very moving. Well, look, anyway, so the Pope says, "I want to see the real Philly." And I go, "Look, you go do your church speech today at that basilica."
Mm-hmm.
What's that called, a mask?
A mass.
Oh, a mass.
Yeah, M-A-S-S.
Okay, well, I said, you go do that. And then tonight we're going to go full frontal dune buggy through the real Philly, okay?
Uh-huh.
So after he left the church, I go pick him up in my dune buggy, and we went wild.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So it's just you and the Pope?
Yeah, he didn't want no bodyguards. He goes, "Roy, show me your Philadelphia." So I pick him up, 9 o'clock, and we go everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Like Manayunk, East Passayunk, Northern Liberties, Fox Chase, Fishtown, Powelton Village, Worcester, Winmore, Yaden, Angora, Primrose, Swarthmore, Moylan, Elwyn, Wincote, Ballachinwood, Upper Black Eddy, Olney, Fox Chase, Wissahickon, Ivy Ridge, Fern Rock, Colmar, Link Belt.
Okay, I get it. You went everywhere. You were very specific with that.
We went
list.
All over.
Wow. You know, one thing everybody was really dying to know, that if anybody like the Pope comes to Philadelphia, people were really wanted to know if he had a cheesesteak while he was there. Do you know?
Oh, he sure did, but not from Pat's or Jim's or Gino's.
Uh huh.
Yeah, we went out to Vito's in Paoli for that.
Okay.
Yeah, they make the best steaks out there. And I'll tell you what.
What's that?
The Pope even blessed their cheese whiz.
He blessed the cheese whiz at where? Vito's, you said?
Yeah,
it was?
Yeah, he blessed their whiz.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was magical. He stood over the vat.
Yeah.
And he goes, "De Domini Sanctus Wisum Christos." And it did taste better. Do it right. He sang it more.
Okay.
De Domine Sanctos.
Uh-huh.
Wisum Christos.
Really?
It was more like that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So
that Electric Prunes album.
That one album, yeah.
Mass in F minor.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what he did over the cheese whiz.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, we even dined and dashed.
Really?
Yeah, he'd never done it before, and he loved it.
He loved eating and then running out without paying.
Oh, yeah. And he was so into the jams I was blasting on the dune buggy.
Mm-hmm.
He sanctioned a Holy Philly medley to be performed on the organ before his mass the next day.
He did?
Oh, yeah. It was awesome, and it was very tasteful, Tom.
A Philly medley? Like, what was in the medley?
All the songs you want to hear from Philly, all the classics.
Uh-huh.
Off the top of my head, Streets of Philadelphia by Bruce Springsteen, Sarah Smile by Hall & Oates, And We Dance by the Hooters, Ringo Buys a Rifle, At the Hop, Disco Inferno,
mm-hmm.
Kids from Philly by George Thorogood, Enemy for Life by Wide-Eye, Bristol Stomp by the Dovells, The Revolution Comes to North Street by the Electric Love Muffin, Young Americans, of course, by David Bowie, Escalator of Life by Robert Hazard, mm-hmm. Philadelphia Freedom. Cold Beverage by G. Love and Special Sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Peepin' Tomboy.
That's Kurt Vile.
KV, yeah.
Yeah.
The History of Where Someone's Been Killed by Marat. Torture Chamber by Triple X Maniac.
Really?
Yeah, I Will Get You There by Boys to Men. One More Time by Pool of Thorns. These Boots Are Made for Walking by Pure Hell. What else was there? Oh, Tears Over Beers by Modern Baseball.
Modern Baseball. I don't know Modern Baseball.
Pardon me?
I don't know that band.
Oh, it's new. It's a new band. You got to keep up on stuff, you bits.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I Need to Murder by Circle of S Hit. What else? Guimo's Theme by Flag of Democracy. Baby Jones Water Cooler by Psychotic Norman. Mm-hmm. Apathy by the Sadistic Exploits. Needle in Your Eye by War on Drugs. What else? Trapped in a Sundial by McRad. Love's Got Me Doing Time by Cinderella. Mm-hmm. To name just two.
You named like 30.
I did?
Yeah. You named a ton of songs there.
Oh.
Look, I cannot believe all of those songs were played in front of like what would be like hundreds of thousands of people on like an organ, I guess, right? Is that?
Yeah, it was an audio fill-a-miracle, Tom.
A fill-a-miracle.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So look, anyway, it's Sunday night. Everything's over. I'm in my garage eating my traditional weekend wind-down hoagie, and I get a phone call.
Yeah.
I go, Ziegler here. Talk. Okay.
Yeah.
It's the Pope.
The Pope called you.
Yes. And the Pope goes, Roy, you got to come home to Vatican City with me.
Uh-huh.
And I go, why? And he goes, because you give no Fs.
Uh-huh.
And to his credit, he did censor himself when he said that. He said Fs.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So I catch the R2 down airport and get on Pope Force One.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you get on... Uh-huh. So you get on Pope Force One, which is that the name of the plane, I'm assuming,
oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So he wanted you, Pope Francis wanted you to come back to what? To bring like a dose of reality to the Vatican?
Absolutely. Yeah. He's doing all this cool new stuff that no other Pope ever done before.
Yeah.
And he wants me to keep his feet planted firmly on the ground.
Uh huh. Well, he's
so we don't get a big head.
Sure, sure. I mean, look, this Pope is definitely doing things that no other Pope has, I think, ever done. And I mean, I heard that he's even putting out an album, I guess a CD's coming out in like November, end of the year. And the thing I had read about it said that it was like Prague.
Oh, that. Believe me, it ain't Prague.
Yeah, well, I kind of figured that it would be pretty far-fetched for the Pope to do a Prague album.
Yeah, he's doing that to please the blue hairs.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah, his real Prague album don't come out till January.
Wait, what do you mean his real Prague album?
He's got a real Prague album coming out, and it's really good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Roger Dean's even doing the cover.
Roger Dean, the guy who did all the Yes album covers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big stuff. And apparently Trevor Horn wanted to produce it.
Yeah.
He even came to the Vatican to meet with the Pope, and mm-hmm. the Pope lost it.
Okay. How did he lose it?
Well, his minder said it was the maddest they ever seen him.
Yeah.
The Pope pulls a copy of 90125 out of his robe.
Yeah.
And he holds it up and he goes, you may have turned yes into uh-huh, but you'll never do that to me.
Because that's the album where Yes were very kind of 80s and modern at that point.
Totally, yeah. It ain't aged well at all.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And he made Trevor Horn eat the CD.
He made him eat his copy of 90125.
Yeah, yeah. But he let him put some spicy Vatican sauce on it to make it go down easier.
Uh-huh. Well, what is spicy Vatican sauce?
Well, you know how everyone from, like, Michael Anthony to Joe Perry got a hot sauce now?
Sure, sure.
Well, now the Pope does, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what's in his hot sauce? Like, what makes it, different?
Can you keep a secret?
Sure.
truthfully, yeah, it's just ketchup, cayenne pepper, and little pieces of old Pope hats.
In his hot sauce.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't sound very good.
Yeah.
So getting back to this prog band, this Pope actually has a prog band.
Yeah.
Do you know what he plays in it? Does he play an instrument?
Keyboards.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he's got a whole bank of keyboards. He's like a cross between Tony Banks, Thys Van Leer from Focus, and Jordan Rudess from Dream Theater.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, I thought when you mentioned keyboards, I was sure that you were going to say something that he was influenced by Rick Wakeman.
Oh, no. He hates Rick Wakeman.
The Pope hates Rick Wakeman.
Yeah, yeah. He said Wakeman snubbed him at a party at Greg Lake's mansion a couple years ago.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But so, I tell you, man, this prog album, it's an epic concept album.
Okay.
Yeah. He said it's like Tales of Topographic Ocean meets Thick as a Brick on performance-enhancing drugs, but five times as long as both of them.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's called What the Cobbler's Stepnephew Saw.
What the Cobbler's Stepnephew Saw?
Yeah, maybe it didn't make sense because I didn't say it fast enough. Uh-huh. What the Cobbler's Stepnephew Saw.
What the Cobbler's Stepnephew Saw.
Say it faster. It sounds better.
What the Cobbler's Stepnephew Saw.
What the Cobbler's Stepnephew Saw.
What the Cobbler's Stepnephew Saw.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. It sings when you do it.
What the Cobbler's Stepnephew Saw.
Yeah, do it again.
What the Cobbler's Stepnephew Saw.
I love it, yeah. He's listening, and he's giving the pontifical thumbs up.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. This album, though, it's kind of a medieval footwear slash murder slash exsanguination mystery in 36 parts.
Really?
Yeah, it's super hard to follow, yet strangely rewarding.
Uh-huh. Well, that sounds insane.
Yeah. But that's the whole reason for that U.S. tour he just did.
Uh-huh. What is?
Yeah. He was talking to labels and booking agents.
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, he's jealous that Obama's band Tramp Stamp got rolling before Welcome to Italy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Tramp Stamp, which is Obama's band that got signed to, was it Discord?
Yeah, they got signed to Discord.
Yeah, but then he couldn't, like...
Ian liked him, Jeff didn't.
Yeah. It was like a... I remember somebody called and talked about it and said he was, like, that he couldn't tour because of all the presidential duties.
Hard to get away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hard to get in the van when you're president.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So wait, what is Welcome to Italy? You just said.
Oh, that's the name of the Pope's prog band.
Welcome to Italy.
Yeah, he's really into that film Stripes.
Uh-huh.
And that's a line that Sergeant Holka says in it. When they have their big, it's like, what's that, like the second act, the beginning of it, when they're flying high because they perform real well at the Razzle Dazzle thing?
Yes, yeah.
Blown up, sir!
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You like
just like last night, only better!
Mm-hmm. So you're, yeah, so he's a big fan of Stripes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, people even have that line tattooed on them, Welcome to Italy.
Yeah, I had actually heard a guy call in a few months ago who had one of those tattoos. This is not the first time I've heard that line.
See, I had a feeling it wasn't all losers who called your show when I ain't calling in.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's not... Come on. Be nice, Roy.
Oh, no!
What?
Oh, no.
What? What's wrong?
Tom, you gotta help me!
Wait, what happened?
Please, oh, no.
What?
You know how sometimes when you open a beverage bottle and you take a drink out of it and then you set it down on the table and this foamy liquid starts gushing out of the top?
Sure. Yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Well, I did that with a bottle of Yingling just now and I'm in the Vatican Library.
Okay.
The beer got all over this giant hand-painted Bible from, like, 1476.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it looks super expensive.
Yeah.
I'm, like, 90% sure I can't get a replacement.
Yeah,
for
yeah, I'm sure it's super expensive, Roy.
It's gotta be right, like $2,000.
Well, I would think it's a little more than that, but this sounds terrible.
Oh no! Oh wait, I'll use this piece of paper to wipe it up. Hang on.
Okay, hopefully you can dry it off.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's working.
Okay.
Wait, hang on. Oh no!
What?
The piece of paper I was wiping it off with?
Yeah.
It's a letter from Mary, Queen of Scots, to Pope Sixtus V. Oh, from 1586. Oh no.
Oh, no. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What?
I tried to soak up the beer that was on that with what I thought was a rolled up paper towel.
Yeah.
Hang on. I don't got a good feeling about this. Let me unroll it.
I don't either. Okay.
Tom?
Yeah?
Who is Galileo?
Galileo, the astronomer from like the, that's like from the, he's from the 17th century. Yeah, he was put on trial for hearsay.
Yeah, this is one of the documents from that trial, I guess. Oh, he even signed it. Oh, no.
What?
It's all smudgy now.
Yeah, it's all wet with Yingling. Oh, no. Roy?
What?
Are you okay?
No!
Well, be careful. Be careful.
What am I going to do?
I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, no!
Wait, what just happened?
I tripped and I knocked over this big glass case.
Oh, my God. What? A big glass case.
Yeah, all these documents and scrolls and stuff were in it, and now they're all stuck to my beer-soaked feet, and I'm tramping them all over the place.
Oh, Roy.
Please help.
I don't know what to do. It can't get any worse, though.
It can't. There's just no way it will get... Oh, wait.
What?
I must have knocked over an oil lamp.
Yeah.
And the oil's dripping out all over the floor.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, and the oil, it's flowing precipitously close to the fatty I just lit up and dropped on the floor back there.
Oh, to the fatty you just lit. Okay. Well, yeah. Look, Roy, can you be very careful?
Okay.
Can you make it over there before the whole thing catches on fire?
No problem.
Hello? Roy? Roy? That's the lines. Oh, that did not sound good. Did you hear that, Mike? Unbelievable, huh? I don't know what to say. I hope he's okay. Thanks again, everybody, for listening to Best Show Best, and I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes. I want to thank Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, John Worster, of course, and you. And once again, listen to The Best Show live each and every Tuesday night on your computer at thebestshow.net. Thanks so much.